请我们看一处的圣经。
Shall we turn to a passage of the Bible?
彼得前书。
First Peter.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
彼得前书第二章第五节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
感谢主给我们这一次有机会一同聚集在他的面前。
We thank the Lord that once again we can gather together before Him.
我们这一次的主题乃是活石、灵宫和祭司。
The theme of this conference this time is the living stone, the spiritual house, and the holy priesthood.
我们知道这一个乃是神在我们身上所定规的旨意。
We know that this is the will that God has appointed for us before Him.
他要我们每一个人都成为活石。
He wants each one of us to be living stone.
他要我们这些的活石能一同被建造成为一个灵宫。
He wants all these living stones to be built into a spiritual house.
他要我们这些的人都在那个灵宫里面做圣洁的祭司来侍奉他。
And he wants all of us as his living stone to serve him as priests in this spiritual house.
所以这三个部序乃是神在我们身上每一个人的身上所定规的旨意。
So these three steps are in actual fact what God has appointed for us to us as his will.
我们不能在中间缺少一个。
And there cannot be lacking of any one of them.
我们不能光做活石而不被建造成为灵宫。
We can not only just be a living stone and not to be built in a spiritual house.
我们也不能光有灵宫而里面没有祭司的侍奉。
We cannot just only be spiritual house.And there is no priesthood.
要神的旨意完成在我们身上，我们必须有活石、有灵宫和祭司。
For the will of God to be accomplished in us, we need to have the living stones, the spiritual house, and also the priesthood.
在这三方面，我的责任乃是与弟兄姊妹交通活石。
In these three aspects, I will be sharing with brothers and sisters on.The living stone.
我们的吴弟兄他要交通灵宫。
Our brother Wu will be sharing with us on the spiritual house.
我们的何弟兄他要交通祭司。
And brother Hal will be sharing with us about the priesthood.
关乎活石，我们要分四次一同来交通。
Regarding the living stones, we will be sharing with you four times on it.
第一次乃是尘土。成为石头。
And first is that the earth will be transformed to stone.
From dust
to stone.
第二就是活石。
The secondly is the living stone.
第三就是宝石。
And third is the precious stone.
第四是石头在石头上就是同被建造。
And fourthly, stones upon stones to be built up.
我们今天晚上要交通的是从尘土变成石头。
What we want to share with you tonight would be from dust transformed to stone.
我们要看几处的圣经。
Shall we read a few passages together?
请我们看创世纪第二章。
Shall we turn to Genesis chapter 2?
创世纪第二章第七节。
Genesis 2 verse 7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
我们再看哥林多前书第十五章。
To return to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第四十七节到四十九节。
Verses 47 to 49.
哥林多前书十五章四十七节。
1 Corinthians 15 verse 47.
头一个人是出于地。乃属土，第二个人是出于天，那属土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样，属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。我们既在属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。
The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth.And as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven.
我们再看马太第十六章。
Shall we turn to Matthew chapter 16?
马太十六章第十八节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 18.
或者我们从第十七节念起。
Perhaps we shall read from verse 17.
马太十六章十七节和十八节。
Matthew 16, verse 17 and 18.
耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是所血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”
Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by men, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
请我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and we pray?
主，我们感谢赞美你，叫我们能聚集在你的面前。
Lord, we praise and thank you that you allow us to gather before you.
我们感谢赞美你为着你自己的话语。
We praise and thank you for your word.
我们现在仰望你的圣灵点活你的话。
Lord, we look to your Holy Spirit to alive, make alive your words to us.
叫你的话在我们每一个人的心里成为灵，成为生命。
May your word become our life and our spirit.
我们要把一切的赞美荣耀都归给你。
We want to give you all the praises and glory, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 当初神创造人的时候，
In the beginning when God created man,
他是用地上的尘土来磨成一个人的形状。
He used the dust of the ground to form the shape of man.
所以我们这个人的身体啊，乃是地上的尘土所造成的。
So therefore, our fleshly body was made from the dust of the earth.
我们这个身体的成分与地上的泥土的成分是完全一样的。
The content of our bodily flesh would be exactly the same that of the dust of the ground.
神把泥土磨成了一个人的身体之后，
After God has molded man from the dust of the ground,
然后他就把生命的气吹在这个人的鼻孔的里面，
Then he breathed into his nostril the breath of life into him.
这个人就成了一个有灵的魂，
Then this man has becomea spiritual soul with a spirit.
所以我们看见我们这个人的创造啊，里头有三部分。
Therefore, we can see from the creation of man that there are three aspects.
一部分乃是我们的身体。
Firstly, that of our body.
这一个是泥土、尘土所造成的。
It is formed by the dust of the ground.
还有一部分乃是我们的灵。
And secondly, that is of our spirit.
乃是神的生气进到我们里面来，成为我们人的灵。
And that from the breath of God is breathed into our nostrils that we, that become the spirit of man.
当这个生气呀、啊、和这个身体接触的时候
，and when this breath of life, encounter that of our life,
就产生了我们这个人的魂。
It produced the soul of man.
所以圣经说，我们又成了一个有灵的魂。
And the Bible says that we become a soul that was a spirit.
我们的身体是用泥土所造的。
Our body is created by the dust of the ground.
所以我们可以与我们四位这个世界的人事物来接触。
Therefore, we can have communication with men and things of this world.
我们的灵乃是从神的生气而来的。
Our spirit derives from the breath of life from God.
所以我们这个灵可以与神就是灵来交通。
Therefore, our spirit can communicate with that spirit of God.
我们这个魂乃是我们人格的所在地。
The soul of man is that of the personality of man.
所以我们可以有我们自己的那一种的感觉。
Therefore, we can have our personal feelings on things.
我们人被创造乃是神的基督。
When man was created, it was derived the masterpiece of God.
但是呢，虽然我们人是神的基督
，although we are the masterpiece of God,
但是人的尊贵呀、啊，并不在这个身体的上面。
But the honorable part of man is not on his body.
不错，我们这个身体可以被神使用。
No doubt that our body can be used by God.
我们能用我们的身体来服侍我们的神。
So we can use our body to serve our God.
我们可以用我们的身体来彰显神的荣耀。
So we can manifest glory through our body.
但是人的尊贵还不在这个身体上。
But the honorable part of man is not of his body.
我们这个人有一个魂在里头。
We as man have a soul in us.
这个魂是叫我们活着的。
This soul enables us to be alive.
我们有思想，我们有意志，我们有情感。
We have our thought and mind and emotion.
但是我们知道许多的动物啊，它们也有魂的。
We also know that many animals also have soul.
它们也是活的。
They are also alive.
它们也有一点思想，它们也有一点情感，也有一点意志。
They might also have some thought and mind and emotion.
你看一个狗一个猫啊，它都有这种的表现。
When you see a dog and cat, you also see that in them.
不过当然，我们人的意志比什么意志都刚强。
But obviously, our man's mind is wills is more stronger than anything else.
我们人的思想比任何的动物啊更丰富。
Our thoughts are much richer than all the other animals.
我们的情感呢、啊、也比许许多多的动物这个发表更完全。
And our emotions are can express more fully than any other animal.
但是人的尊贵也不在我们这个魂的上面。
But the honorable part of man is not on this.
虽然我们这个魂可以被神使用
although our soul can be used by God
来发表神的爱
to express God's love
来明白神的旨意
to understand God's will
来拣选神的道路
to choose God's way
但是人的尊贵还不在魂的上面
but the honorable part of man is not on these
人的尊贵乃是我们有一个灵
but the most precious part of man is that of his spirit
神是灵
God is spirit
神造我们人的时候也给我们一个人的灵
When God created us He also gave us a spirit
他的目的就是要我们能与他来相交
His purpose is for us to be able to communicate with Him
我们可以与他联合
That we can be joined to Him
神可以住在我们的里面
That God can live in us
神能因着我们能得着荣耀
and God can be glorified through us
所以圣经告诉我们说
Therefore the Bible tells us
我们人的灵乃是这个耶和华的灯
The spirit of man is that of the light of God
照亮监察我们里面的各部分
To illuminate and examine our inner being
就做神的心意来说
According to the will of God
他要我们的灵做主人
He wants our spirit to be the master
我们的灵与神相交
Our spirit communicate with God
从神那里领受了他的心意
To receive the will from God
然后他就把这个心意、啊、来交通给我们这个魂
Then he fellowship his spirit unto our spirit our soul
我们的魂就是像管家一样
Our soul is like a steward
主人啊他把他的心意告诉了管家
The master has told off his will to his steward
这个管家是个忠心的管家
His steward is a faithful steward
所以他就接受了神的心意
Therefore he received the will of God
然后他就吩咐我们的身体去执行神的旨意
Then he commanded our body to carry out the duty from God
我们人的身体就像个奴仆一样
Our body is like a slave
这一个是神当初的那个心意
So this is the original will of God
那么弟兄姊妹
Therefore brothers and sisters
什么叫做尘土呢
What is meant by dust?
在圣经的里面，这个尘土啊，有各方面的意义。
In the Bible, the dust has various meanings.
我们现在稍微来查一点神的话语。
Shall we now examine some of these in the Bible?
尘土在圣经里头，它第一个意思就是众多。
The meaning of dust, first of all, in the Bible means several.
Multitude 很多很多
In a multitude plenty
比方说在创世纪第十三章第十六节里面
For example in Genesis 13:16
或者我们来看一下也好
Shall we just maybe look at it
创世纪十三章第十六节
Genesis 13 verse 16
这是神对亚伯拉罕的应许
This is the promise of God to Abraham
他说我要赐你的后裔、啊、如同地上的尘沙那么多人若能数算地上的尘沙才能数算你的后裔
I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth so that if anyone could count the dust then your offspring could be counted
所以我们看见说这个尘沙实在是多
So we can see that indeed the dust are so much multitude
世界上有什么人能把地上的尘沙都把它数过来
How can anyone be able to count the dust on this earth?
这是不可能的事情
This is an impossible task
还有一些圣经乃是在民数记
Another passage taken from the book of Numbers
二十三章第十节
Chapter 23, verse 10.
民数记二十三章第十节
Numbers 23, verse 10.
这个我们记得那个时候啊，那个先知巴兰呢、啊，被雇用要来咒诅以色列人。
And at that time, Balaam was employed
to curse the Israel.
To curse the Israel people.
神不允许，他咒诅。神反而叫他祝福。
God did not promise curse on him, but rather blessings to him.
那么在那个预言里面有这样一句话。
And from the prophecies there are these words.
第十节。
Verse 10.
谁能数遍雅各的尘土？谁能计算以色列的四分之一？
Who can count the dust of Jacob or number the fourth part of Israel?
所以这个就是表明说当神在那里祝福的时候以色列人增添了那么的多你没有办法计算他的数目
That is to say that as the people of Israel increases and multiply impossible to count their numbers
这个是尘土在圣经里第一个意思众多
So this is the first meaning of the dust in the Bible meaning multitude
第二个意思乃是微小
And the second meaning of it is small
这个我想也是显而易见，是很清楚的。
So this is very very clear to us.
比方说，我们看以赛亚第四十章第十五节。
For example, if we were to read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 16.
以赛亚四十章第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 16.
看哪、万民都像水桶的一滴，又算如天平上的微尘。
Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket; they are regarded as dust on the scales.
他举起众海岛，好像极微之物。
He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust.
所以这里给我们看见说，世界上所有的人啊。好像天平里头的一点一点的那个灰尘一样。
So we can see here that the men on this, in this world are like dust on, very fine dust on the scale.
我们觉得今天世界上人那么多。
We feel that there are so many people in this world.
但是虽然多，它就微小，像天平上的就微尘一样。
Although there are so many, but they are but dust on the scale.
尘土在圣经里第三个意思就是低位的意思。
The third meaning of dust in the Bible is lowly.
非常低位的。
Very lowly.
比方说我们看这个哀歌，耶利米哀歌。
If we were to read Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌。
The book of Lamentations.
第三章
Chapter 3
第二十九节
Verse
29他当投寄尘埃，或者有指望。
Let him bury his face in the dust, there may be yet hope.
还有一处的圣经乃是在以赛亚四十七章第一节。
Another passage is taken from Isaiah chapter 47 verse 1.
这个是预言巴比伦的情形。
This is a prophecy of the situation of Babylon.
他说巴比伦的处女啊下来坐在尘埃。
You go down, sit in the dust, virgin daughter of Babylon.
所以圣经里提到尘埃的时候，尘土的时候，就是表明很低很低的意思。
So whenever the Bible mentions the word dust, it refers to a very lowly thing.
第四
Fourthly,
圣经里关乎尘土，就是表明它是非常的卑微，就是就是非常的 insignificant.
And when the Bible mentions thoughtfully about dust, it refers to insignificance.
比方说诗篇一百零三篇。
For example, in Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇第十五节。
Psalm 103 verse 16.
第十四节
Sorry, verse 14.
因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
For he knows how we are formed, he remembers that we are dust.
所以我们看见说，我们这个人啊，实在是不能算计的，是非常的这个微小的。
So we can see, they enable us to see that we are really insignificant in the sight of God.
非常的这个卑微的。
It's very lowly.
第五个意思，圣经里头的尘土就是表明死亡的意思。
The fifth meaning of the word dust in the Bible refers to death.
比方说约伯记啊。
For example, in the book of Job.
第七章第二十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 21.
为何不赦免我的罪过，除掉我的罪孽？我现今也躺卧在尘土里，你要殷勤地寻找我，我却不在了。
Why do you not pardon my offenses and forgive my sin? For I will soon lie down in the dust, and you will search for me, but I will be no more.
所以我们看见说，说到尘土的时候，就是表明好像死亡一样。
So when we talk of dust in the Bible, it refers to death.
因为我们人是尘土所造的。
Because we were created by dust.
我们还要归回尘土的里面去。
And we shall return to dust one day.
第六个意思乃是悲哀的意思 ,mourning.
The sixth meaning of the word dust in the Bible is mourning.
我们记得约书亚记第七章第六节。
Remember in Joshua chapter 7 verse 6.
约书亚和那一些以色列的长老把这个尘土啊放在他们的头上，表示他们的悲哀的意思。
The Joshua and the elders of Israel were sprinkling dust on their heads to indicate of their mourning.
第七个意思乃是忏悔的意思 ，repentance.
And the seventh meaning of the word dust means repentance.
比方说在约伯记四十二章第六节
For example in chapter 42 of Job verse 6
约伯他在那里说我要这个把这个灰尘呢放在我的头上来悔改
Job said that he is to repent in dust and ashes
要在尘埃里面来悔改
And he repents in dustAnd ashes.
所以圣经是给我们看见这七方面都是这个尘土的意思。
So the Bible enables us to see the seven aspects of dust.
所以我们要记得说，我们这个人乃是尘土所造的。
So we ought to remember that we are formed by dust.
我们那么多人。
There are so many of us here.
但是我们实在是微小。
But we are indeed so small.
我们实在是卑微，算不得什么。
But we are so lowly and insignificant.
我们从尘土所造的，有一天我们要归到尘土里面去。
We were created from dust, and we will return to dust one day.
这个乃是在圣经里面给我们看见我们这个人的光景。
So we can see of our condition from the scriptures.
你知道许多时候我们忘记我们是尘土所造的。
Very often we forget that we were created by dust.
很多的时候我们以为我们自己是怎样的了不起。
So very often we are so boastful on ourselves.
我们需要记得我们这个人不过是尘土。
We ought to remember that we are but dust.
但是我们既然是尘土所造的。
But if we were created by dust,
那么我们就带着这个土的那个心情。
So we have the nature of the dust.
所以在哥林多前书第十五章里头告诉我们说
Therefore in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 tells us.
他说第一个人属于地是属土的。
The first man that of the earth is earthly.
所以我们在这里看见这第一个人就是亚当了。
The first man was Adam.
他是出于这个地的
And he was derived from the earth.
所以他是属土的
So he is an earthly man.
就是说他的性情啊，有一个属土的性情
So that you can say that his nature has this dusty nature.
那么凡是属土的都带着属土的性情
So whoever that is of earth isHas this earthly nature.
所以我们每一个从亚当所生的人
So everyone who is born of Adam
我们都是属于地的
We are derived from the ground
我们里面都有一种属土的那个性情在那
We have this earthly nature in us
这什么意思呢
What does that mean?
意思就是说我们这些天然的人我们真是思念地上的事
It means that as earthly men, we are mindful of the earthly things.
我们都是追求啊那个地上的东西。
We tend to seek after earthly things.
我们不能追求那个属天属灵的东西。
We are unable to seek for heavenly things.
因为我们是被这个土啊好像所范围了。
As we are limited by this earth
这是我们这个属土的情形。
So this is the character of us.
所以你看世界上所有的人，
So you can see the people of this world.
没有一个人是寻求那个属天属灵的东西。
No one wants to seek for the heavenly or spiritual thing.
我们都是看重地上的那些东西。
We seem to be mindful of the earthly things.
我们都是追求那些地上的东西。
We tend to seekearthly thing.
这是因为我们这个人乃是属土的。
It is because we belong to this earth.
因着这个缘故，我们看见我们实在是被捆绑的。
Yes, you can see that indeed we are bound.
并且我们是没有盼望的。
We have no hope.
因为从人犯罪了之后，
Because ever since man has sinned,
神就对人说，
God told man,
你要终身汗流满面才得糊口。
That you have to sweat on your brow, on your face, in order to have enough to eat.
并且你既然是从土而出的，你有一天你要归到土里面去。
Because you are derived from the dust, you shall return to the dust.
所以我们世界上的人，就说我们这个天然的人来说，实在是没有盼望。
As a man of this world, as our natural man, that we have no hope at all.
以弗所第二章告诉我们说，
In Ephesians chapter 2,
第二章第一节，他说你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, it says that you died into your sin and transgression.
第二节，
verse 2,
那是你们在其中行事为人，随着今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在不义之子心中运行的邪灵。
In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随从肉体和心中所喜爱的去行，本为可奴之子，和别人一样。
All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
我们没有信主的时候，我们与世界上所有的人都是一样的。
Before we believed in the Lord, we were the same.Like the people of this world.
我们都是属土的。
We were all earthly.
因为我们属土的缘故，所以我们都是死在过犯罪恶之中。
Because we belong to dust, we are dead in transgressions and sins.
我们行事为人都是随从今世的风俗。
And as our nature are earthly bound and worldly.
我们都是随从世界的潮流。
We tend to follow the earthly thing.
并且呢，我们都是顺服那空中掌权者的恶魔。
And we seem to be under control of the ruler of the kingdom of the air.
我们照着我们的情欲，照着我们心里自己所想的，随便去做。
And we do things according to our desires.In our own way.
实在是可奴之子。
Indeed, we are sons of wrath.
在雅各书第三章十五节告诉我们说，
And in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 15,
他说我们是属土的，属情欲的，又是属鬼魔的。
Is that we are earthly, we are unspiritual, and of the devil.
如果我们是属土的，
If we are earthly,
那定规我们是属情欲的。
Obviously, we belong to
carnal. 我们是属肉体的。
We are fleshly.
Yeah. 那么如果我们是属肉体的，那定规是属鬼魔的。
If we are fleshly, obviously we belong to the devil.
所以这一个是我们人的那个本相。
So this is the original image of man.
看一些赞美神。
So we praise and thank God.
他为我们预备一个奇妙的救恩。
That he has prepared this amazing salvation for us.
什么是福音呢？
What is gospel?
福音就是说我们这一般尘土的人可以 变化成为所添的石头。我们这一般这个属土的这个人。
We as earthly men,
我们可以被变化成为石头。
We can be transformed into stone.
从尘土变成石头，这一个就是福音。
This is gospel when the dust is transformed to stone.
我们记得彼得的故事。
Remember the story of Peter.
因为彼得实在可以代表我们所有的人。
Because indeed Peter can represent each one of us.
彼得他是约翰的儿子西门。
Peter was the son of Jonah, his name Simon.
这是他本来的名字。
This was his original name.
我们知道这个是西面，西门的意思就是听的意思。
We know the meaning of Simon, is hearing.
这个约拿的意思就是鸽子的意思。
Jonah means the dove.
所以当他家里替他取名的时候啊。
So as his parents were to give him name.
像我们在中国一样。
Like in China.
都是取一个很好的名字。
We like to give a very good name.
要他能听啊鸽子的声音。
So he can hear the voice, a noise of a dove.
鸽子是代表圣灵。
Dove represents Holy Spirit.
所以说他能听到神的声音。
So that he can hear God's voice.
这是一个很好的名字。
This is a very good name.
但是许多的时候我们这个名字是这样，我们这个人就不是这样。
So very often, our name doesn't corresponding to our nature.
彼得这个人按照天然来讲不坏。
According to natural means that Peter is not bad.
这个人很直爽。
And he is very straight.
他说话很快。
He speaks very fast.
他心里怎么想口里就说出来了。
He speaks whatever he thinks in his mind.
英文里头说他的心啊就在他的这个手指上面。
The Bible means that, says that Peter's, speech is on his hand.
这个他没有诡诈。
That he has no deceit in him.
他里面想什么，口里就说出来。
Whatever he thinks, he speaks of.
并且他好像很勇敢。
As if he is very brave.
但是在另一方面呢，我们看见。
On the other hand, we also see.
虽然他有的时候很勇敢，但是他有的时候那个胆小啊，实在是非常胆小了。
Although he is very brave, but other times he's very, very shy.
我们看见他这个人很容易改观，很容易变的。
He tends to change very much.
一下子这样，一下子又变成另外一个样子。
Suddenly he's like this, and next moment he might change.
这个就是西门像尘土一样。
So this is Simon like dust.
但是当他的兄弟安德利遇见主之后。
But when his brother Andrew has met the Lord.
在约翰福音第一章里面。
In Gospel of John chapter 1.
他就把他的哥哥带到主的面前。
And he brought his older brother Andrew before the Lord.
圣经怎么说呢？
What did the Bible say?
圣经说主耶稣就看着他。
Bible said the Lord Jesus looked at him.
这一个在原文里头啊，是有一个特别的意思。
There is special meaning in the original text.
在原文里头就是我们的主瞩目地看他。
In the original text, the Lord fixed his eyes on him.
把他上面看到下面。
He examined him from top to bottom.
一直看到他的里面去了。
Until it reached his inner being.
你知道彼得这个人啊，他总是先说话的。
We know that Peter is always the first one to speak.
你还没有讲，他的话已经来了。
Before you speak, he already has spoken.
但是那一天他到主面前，给主这么上下一看，他话没有了。
And as he was fixed a vision by his Lord, that he become dumbfounded.
我想他在那里战惊起来。
And he was very afraid.
主在那里说你是西门。
Lord said you are Simon.
但是你要称为彼得。
But you shall be called Peter.
你要称为基法。
You be called Stephen.
基法乃是叙利亚文。
Stephen is in Syrian.
这个彼得乃是希腊文。
Rather Peter is the Greek.
所以主在那里说你本来是西门呢。
So Lord said you are originally diamond.
你是尘土啊。
You are dust.
但是有一天你要变成彼得。
But one day you shall be changed to Peter.
彼得的意思就是石头的意思。
The meaning of the word Peter refers to a stone.
所以主在这里给他一个预言，就是说他要变成一块石头。
So the Lord gives him the prophecy that he shall be changed to a stone.
到了马太第十六章的时候
So when it reached in Matthew chapter 16,
我们知道主在那里问门徒说人说人子是谁
And we remember the Lord telling his disciples, asking them who the people say he was.
有人说他是以利亚，有人说他是约翰复活，有人说他是那先知。
And some said that he is Elijah, some said that he is John coming alive again, and some said he are the prophets.
但是主说你们这些跟从我的门徒你们说我是谁呢
But the Lord asked his disciples who they think who say he is
西门彼得就说你是基督是永生神的儿子
But Peter replied saying that you are the Christ the son of the living God
你是神的儿子
You are the son of God
这是你的身份
This is your position
Person 你是基督
You are Christ
这是你的职分
This is your duty
Office. 神把你差到世界上来，来做基督的。
God has sent you to this world to be Christ.
主就对他说，西门，巴约拿。
So his Lord said to him, Simon Barjona.
你是有福的。
Blessed are you.
因为不是血肉的指示你的。
Because this is not revealed to you by flesh.
这是天上的父指示你的。
This is revealed to you by the heavenly Father.
你是彼得。
You are Peter.
主在那里说你是彼得。
The Lord said that you are Peter.
他怎么会从西门变成彼得呢
？How did he change from Simon to Peter?
乃是因为他得到启示。
That is because he has revelation.
神开他的心眼。
God opened his heart.
叫他认识耶稣基督。
So that enabled him to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
但他知道耶稣他是基督。
He knows that Jesus is Christ.
是神所高的那位救主。
Is the Savior whom God has anointed.
他知道这位耶稣是神的儿子。
He knew that this Christ is the Son of God.
因着他这个承认。
Because of this admission.
神在他里面做了一个变化的工作。
God did a work of transformation in him.
就叫他成为一块的石头。
So that he was transformed to a stone.
并且就说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And that also he says to build his church upon the rock.
阴府的权势不能胜过他。
And the power of Hades shall not overcome this.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
从尘土变成石头究竟是怎么变来的呢
How is it to change from dust to stone?
乃是当我们得着天上的启示承认耶稣是基督是永生神儿子的时候
And it's a heavy revelation showing us that we have come to confess that the Lord Jesus is the Son of the living God
我们每一个信主耶稣基督的人我们都是一块的石头
For every one of us who believe in Lord Jesus Christ is like a stone
我们从属土的就变成属天的
We change from earthly to become heavenly
石头在圣经里头是什么意思
What is the meaning of stone in the verse?In the Bible.
我们知道石头在圣经里头也包含几种的意义。
We know that the meaning of the word stone also has many meanings in the Bible.
第一个意思就石头乃是代表神的作为。
The first meaning of the word stone refers to the words of God.
我们知道当人在那里造巴比塔的时候。
We know that when man was building the Tower of Babel,
他们是用这个泥土啊，做了砖呢、啊，来盖这个巴比塔的。
They built the tower with from dust into brick and then built it up.
所以这个砖呢，那是人的工作。
So the bricks were the work of man.
但是你石头是神的工作。
But stone are the work of God.
我们人不能创造石头。
We man cannot create stone.
是神造了那些的石头。
It is God who created the stone.
比方说在丹尼里第二章里面。
For example, in Book of Daniel chapter 2,
尼布甲尼撒王他做了一个梦。
The king Nebuchadnezzar.
一块石头不是人手所做出来的。
But he saw a stone which was not made by man.
打在那一个人像的这个腿上。
And it was struck onto the foot of this man.
这个人的像就完全四散变成乌有。
And this particular image was smashed into nil.
那一个石头就慢慢地长大成了一座大山呢，充满了全地。
And the stones become gathered into a mountain and fill up the whole earth.
所以石头就是不是人手所造的。
So stones cannot be made by man's hand.
这是神所造的。
It was created by God alone.
我们今天能成为石头，不是我们自己能把我们自己造成的。
In fact, we are stone today not because.We can create ourselves as stones.
我们做基督徒不是我们自己来做成的。
But as Christians, we are not, Christians because of ourselves.
我们今天成了基督徒，乃是因为我们蒙了神的恩典，重生了。
We are Christians today is because of God's grace.That we were born again.
所以我们这一般的人都是神的工作。
So we as men are God's work.
第二。石头是代表坚固稳妥的意思。
Secondly, stones refers to strength and also stability.
本来我们这个人是很容易摇动，很容易改变。
We as men are easily moved and changed.
我们受环境的影响，我们就改变了。
We tend to be influenced by our situations and change.
但是今天神在我们里面给我们一个石头的性情。
But God in us today give us nature of stone.
叫我们能坚固，能稳定。
So that we can be strong and stable.
能抵挡一切的试探。
Can withstand all temptations.
能站在神的旨意的里面。
So be able to stand in the will of God.
第三。
Thirdly.
我们知道圣经里头神是称为磐石。
We know in the Bible that God is known as the rock.
比方说在生命记里面。
For example, in the book of Deuteronomy.
在生命记第三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
第四节
Verse 4
他是磐石就是神是磐石他的作为完全他所行的无不公平是诚实无畏的神又公义又正直
He is the rock His works are perfect and all his ways are just A faithful God who does no wrong Upright and just is he
在圣经里面关乎我们的神是磐石有很多的地方
There are many places we can search from the scriptures referring God as the rock
尤其我们看见这个大卫他在世界上经历许许多多的事情
Especially mentioning about David when he has experienced many things on his earth
他就认识了神是这个 rock 是那个磐石
He came to know that God is the rock
圣经里也给我们看见说我们的主耶稣就是一个磐石
The Bible also enables us to know that the Lord Jesus is also the rock
比方说在以赛亚二十八章
For example in Isaiah chapter 28
以赛亚第二十八章
Isaiah chapter 28
二十八章十六节
Verse 16
所以主耶和华如此说看哪、我在锡安放一块石头作为根基是试验过的石头是稳固根基宝贵的房角石信靠的人必不着急
So this is what the Sovereign Lord says See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed.
我们也知道在哥林多前书第三章里头保罗说我像一个聪明的工头我已经立了那个根基那个根基就是耶稣
And we also remember in 1 Corinthians 3 that Paul mentioned that he is a faithful foundation that he is building the
所以我们知道我们的主也是磐石
We also then know that our Lord is also like a rock
那今天我们也成为石头了
So today we also become stone
就是说叫我们与神的性情有份
That is that we may be able to share the nature of God
他是磐石
He is the rock
我们都是石头
So we are all stone
所以我们与他的性情上面可以有份
Therefore we can share His nature.
他是怎样的圣洁
How holy he was.
我们也圣洁
So are we.
他是怎样的公义我们也公义
How righteous he is, so are we.
他是怎样的信实我们也信实
So how faithful he is, so we are.
他是怎样的光明我们也光明
How the bright he is, so are we.
因为所天的如何凡所天的也都如何
So,It's because whatever is heavenly, who belongs to heaven also are heavenly.
那么石头还有一个意思。
There's another meaning to the word stone.
石头在圣经里头与见证发生关系。
The stone in the Bible has relationship to do with a testament.
比方说在创世纪。
For example, in Genesis.
第二十八章。
Chapter 28.
我们看见雅各他在那里漂流的时候
We see that as Jacob was wandering
神就给他一个异梦
God gave him a vision
神在一个梯子的上面应许他
And God gave him a promise on this ladder
当他醒过来的时候
And as he was awakened
他说我不知道神在这个地方
He was saying, oh, I do not knowwhere the Lord is here.
所以他就把他所枕头的那个石头啊，把它立起来，浇油在上面，这个就是一个见证的意思。
And he took off the stone that he literally was lying his head on to show forth that is a testimony.
他说这一块石头要称为这个圣殿，神的圣殿。
And he said this stone will become God's temple.
所以这个是见证的关系。
So this is a relationship of our testimony.
在那个撒母耳记上第七章里头。
And then in 1 Samuel chapter 7.
第十二节第十三节。
And verse 12 and 13.
我们看见神用撒母耳打胜了仇敌之后。
We see that as God has used Samuel to overcome his enemy.
他就用一块石头立起来，称这位石头是一边一界。
And he lifted a stone and he called that Ebenezer.
就是神与我们同在。
And means that God is with us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见石头在圣经里头有这几方面的那一个意义。
So you can see that from the Bible there are these various meanings of the word stone.
今天感谢赞美主，我们也成了石头。
We praise and thank the Lord that today that we also become stone.
所以我们能与神的性情有份
Therefore we can share it with the nature of God
我们能为神做见证
We can testify for the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹我们要记得我们是石头
So we also must remember that we are stone
我们今天应当有石头的那一种的表现
That we ought to have expression that of stone
因为神已经拯救了我们
Because God has already saved us
但是问题在这里
But the problem here is
这个变化实在是一个奇妙的东西
This transformation is indeed a wonderful thing
我们说从尘土啊就变成石头
We say that the transformation from dust to stone
但是这个话还不够准确
But these words are not complete
因为虽然一面来说我们里面是起了一个变化
Although on one hand there is this transformation here.
我们里面有一个石头的性生命石头的性情在我们里面
And there's this life and nature of stone in us
这是我们从前所没有的。
It is something which we do not have previously.
所以我们说，我们实在有了变化。
So we can say that we indeed have the transformation.
但是在另一方面来说，我们这个尘土啊，还是尘土。
On the other hand, we are still dust.
我盼望弟兄姊妹能看清楚这个东西。
So I want brothers and sisters to see that clearly.
不是从尘土变成石头，尘土就没有了。
Not to say that when you change from dust to stone, the dust will disappear.
如果这样，再好没有了。
Oh, indeed, it would be too great.
因为从此以后，我们只有石头的性情，没有尘土的性情表现出来。
And then from now on, you only have the nature of stones and none of the dust.
这个是何等荣耀的事情。
Indeed, it's a very glorious thing.
但是神的作为实在是奇妙。
But the words of God indeed is wonderful.
虽然有了变化。
Although there's a transformation.
但是这个尘土还是尘土。
But this dust is still dust.
并且它永远是尘土。
And it's forever dust.
它还永远带着尘土的那个性质。
It will forever carry the dust of nature of dust.
所以今天我们做基督徒在这里就发生了一个问题。
Therefore, as Christian, we have this problem, this question.
按照我们里面的人，就是石头的性情，我们实在要讨神的喜悦。
According to the nature of stone in us, that we indeed want to please God.
但是我们外面这一个身体呀，这个有个石头的性情在那里，一直把我们拖到那个土里头去。
But externally, we have this nature of dust on us that continue to draw us to dust.
所以这个属天的与属土的常常在那里征战。
Therefore, there's always this battle between the earthly and the heavenly.
并且我们看见那个属土的常常要欺负那个属天的。
And you can see that the earthly tends to bully the heavenly.
但是圣安说圣经给我们看见说，我们从信主以后应当表现属土的性情。
The Bible enables us to see that after we are saved, we need to express the nature of stone.
这一个尘土的性情是应当放弃了。
And this earthly nature ought to be forsaken.
但是这里头是怎么一回事呢？
So what is that in this way?
所以保罗他在哥林多后书第四章呢，就用一个比喻。
Therefore, when Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he used this illustration.
他说我们有这个宝贝在那个瓦器里面。
He said there is this precious treasure in the earthen vessel.
所以你看见这两个东西吗？
So you can see these two things.
这里有一个瓦器。
And there's this vessel, earthen vessel.
瓦器就是用土造的吗？
It was made from earth.
这个就是你和我。
And this represents you and I.
你不要以为你是一个这个alabaster flask, 你是一个这个玉瓶啊。
And do not think that you are like alabaster flask.
我们许多的都认为自己像玉瓶一样。
We often consider ourselves like a lavender flask.
很尊贵。
Very precious, noble.
很荣耀。
And very glorious.
很体面。
And very, very good to look at.
但是圣经说你是一个瓦器。
But the Bible says that you are like an earthen vessel.
你知道瓦器是很卑贱的。
You know that earthen vessel is very lowly.
瓦器到处都是。
And you can see this earthen vessel everywhere.
你不是了不得的人。
You are not something to be proud of.
你很平常。
You are very ordinary.
并且瓦器啊很容易打破的。
And the vessel very easily broken.
感谢神瓦器容易打破。
We thank God that the earthen vessel easily broken.
许多的时候我们这个天然呢好像打不破。
So all very often,that we, our nature cannot be broken.
但是其实是很容易打破的。
But in fact, it's very easy to be broken.
这个我们这个瓦器。
We are like an earthen vessel.
但是感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
当我们信主的时候，神就把一个宝贝啊放在瓦器的里面。
When we believe in the Lord, that He has put in this treasure into this vessel.
世界上没有一个人把宝贝放在瓦器。
There's no one on this earth want to put treasure into earthen vessel.
你如果有一个宝贝，你就放在一个红木的一个盒子里头去了。
You would, if you have a treasure, you want to put into a very precious place to put it.
你要或者放在一个这个金色的盒子里头。
Or perhaps you might put in a golden box.
没有一个人把一个宝贝放这个瓦器里。
No one would want to put the treasure into the vessel.
这个就是福音啊。
This is then the gospel.
只有神是这样做的。
It's only God can do that.
我们这些的瓦器。
We as earthen vessels.
但是神竟然把一个宝贝放在我们瓦器里面。
But God indeed was able to put this treasure in the earthen
vessel. 而这个宝贝啊，是世界上的至宝。
And this treasure is the most precious in this world.
是神的爱子。
And there's beloved Son of God.
神的独生子。
There's only begotten Son of God.
神的一切所有的。
All that God has.
今天神就把他的儿子放在我们的里面。
Today God has put His Son into us.
宝贝在这个瓦器的里面。
The treasure in this earthen vessel.
那么神把这个宝贝放在我们瓦器里面，有什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of God putting this treasure in our vessel?
他的目的不是说光是把这个宝贝藏在瓦器里就算了。
His purpose is not just to hide this treasure into this earthen vessel.
好像这个欧德坡人把这个银子埋在地图里头一样。
Just like the parable of the evil servant hiding his talent in the earth.
这个不是神的意思。
This is not what God meant.
神把宝贝放在我们这个瓦器的里面。
As God put His treasure into us,
把基督放在我们里面。
He has put the Christ in us.
乃是要他的性情，他的荣耀，能从这瓦器里面彰显出来。
So that His nature and glory could be manifested through the earthen vessel.
就是这个石头的性情啊，要从这个瓦器里面彰显出来。
That the nature of the stone can be manifested through the stone.
所以保罗说。要显明这么大的能力不是出于我们乃是出于神
Paul therefore says that to be able to manifest this power is not through us but through God
要叫这个宝贝这 radiance 那个光辉啊能彰显出来
so that the radiance of the vessel can be revealed
但是要宝贝的这个光啊要从瓦器里头透露出来的话
in order for this radiance of this treasure to be illuminated through this vessel
这些瓦器啊一定要有裂缝
and this earthen vessel need to have cracks
它一定要破碎
it need to be broken
如果瓦器不破碎的话
if the earthen vessels will not be broken
宝贝就不能彰显它的荣耀
the treasure will not be able to manifest its glory
所以圣经给我们看见
so the Bible enables us
神在环境里头兴起各种各样的环境来
during many circumstances God will raise
要来破碎我们这个瓦器
in order to break us
好叫耶稣的身从我们身上显明出来
so that the body of Christ could be manifested from us
许多的时候我们很宝贝我们自己
so often we tend to precious ourselves
我们不愿意看见我们这个瓦器被破碎
we are not willing to see that we as earthen vessels to be broken
这样基督的生命从我们里面就冲不出来
in this way the love of Christ cannot be outpoured from us
许多的时候我们的生活是活在瓦器的里面
so many times our life is living in this earthen vessel
我们不是活在宝贝的里面
we are not living in the treasure
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters
十字架的工作是必须的
the work of the cross is very necessary
要这个瓦器被破碎
so that this earthen vessel should be broken
要我们脱去那个俗土的东西
that we can forsake that of earthly
这样那个属天的所基督的就能从我们里面彰显
so that what is heavenly that Christ could be able to manifest to us
如果用另外一个比喻
for another illustration
就是好像摩西在旷野里面看见荆棘被火烧一样
just like in the wilderness when Moses saw the thorns were burning in the wilderness
我们知道荆棘乃是咒诅的一个产物
thorns represent curse product.
因为容人犯罪之后神就咒诅这个地啊要生出荆棘来
because after the fall of man God called commanded the earth to have thorns
这个荆棘在旷野里面很多
there are many thorns dropped in the desert
初冬的时候它因为太干了自己会焚烧起来
so often when it's so dry it could burn by itself
并且它一烧就完了
and when it burns it justdisappeared
但是那天是一个神迹
but that day was a miracle
摩西看见说这个金钱被火烧，但是金钱没有烧掉。
When Moses saw that stone burning, but it did not disappear.
为什么原因呢
？Why is that?
因为神在那个荆棘的火里。
Because God was within that stump of thorns.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, God is in us.
虽然有火在那里烧我们。
Although there's fire burning on us.
但是不会把我们这个人烧掉。
But we will not burn us up.
反而能激励我们。
But oppositely speaking, it will continue to encourage.
叫神的荣耀反而能彰显。
So that the glory of God could be manifest.
所以这个就是圣经里头尘土变成石头的意思。
So this is the meaning of dust transformed to stone in the Bible.
虽然我们外面还带着这个泥土。
Although externally we still carry dust.
但是我们里面已经有了石头了。
But within us, we already have stone.
而这个石头如果又要彰显它的荣耀。
And that this stone will progressively manifest its glory.
这个泥土，这个信心越过又要被弃绝。
The nature of dust will slowly be abandoned.
等到有一天。
Until one day,
连我们这个泥土的身体也要去变化。
Even the body which of dust.
我们要穿上一个灵体
and we will put on a spiritual body.
那个时候就不再受这个土的捆绑
at that time we will not be bound by the dust.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹 这一个就是基督的福音
Brothers and sisters, this is the gospel of Christ.
感谢赞美主
We praise and thank the Lord.
我们今天都蒙了神的怜悯
So we haveGod's mercy on us today.
巴不得从今以后我们都要多彰显石头的心情而不要再随从那个土的心情。
So from hope that we from now on that we will have nature of stone and not that of nature of dust.
我们低头祷告。
So we bow and pray.
我们的主我们的神我们实在感谢赞美你
Our Lord and God we want to indeed praise and thank you
我们本来都是尘土
We are like dust
我们也都要归到尘土里
We shall surely return to dust
但是感谢赞美你你竟然在我们身上做了一件奇妙的事
We praise and thank you because you have done this wonderful work on us
你把你自己赐给我们
That you have given yourself to us
你把你的生命放在我们里面
You have put your life into us
叫我们有属天的生命
So that we can have the heavenly life
有属天的心情
The life of heaven and nature
叫我们在地上活着能彰显你自己的荣耀
So as we live on earth that we can manifest your glory
我们感谢赞美
We praise and thank
是吧我们真是巴不得除在我们身上越过越衰微
How we hope thatThe nature of dust will surely decrease as we live.
而天在我们里面越过越兴盛。
And the heaven will show increase in us.
叫你得着称赞和荣耀。
So that you will be praised and be glorified.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.